Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now Food Network host and best-selling cookbook author Sandra Lee, best known for her series Semi-Homemade and the Semi-Homemade Cookbook. She also happens to be Governor Cuomo's significant other. And today, Sandra Lee is also an organizer of a charity event at Grand Central Terminal called the World's Largest Bake Sale, actually trying to get into the Guinness Book of World Records as they raise money for New York City food banks. Sandra, thanks so much for coming on. Welcome to WNYC.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the event at Grand Central.
Well, the event is on Tuesday, March 29th, from 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Tomorrow. Forgive me. It's not tomorrow. Today. It's tomorrow.
Yes. Don't go to Grand Central today. We're not there.
Tomorrow. Go ahead.
Now, we're launching at 11:30 because this bake sale is very unique in that it is a sweet and a savory bake sale. So if you are thinking about lunchtime, we have 30 of New York's finest restaurateurs there with their kiosks. 30 different restaurants are represented, and they have sweet and savory items. You can come have lunch and then have a little sweet treat like a cupcake. And for every dollar that you spend there, the New York City Food Bank can turn that into $4 of food for the clients of the food bank, which, by the way, we have between 35% and 40% of the people who are serviced from the food bank are children. So when you come down and you feed yourself, you also feed children four times over.
Are you baking something for this, a Sandra Lee special?
I wish that I could, but I'm actually in operational heaven. I am setting up the booth. We are laying down the carpet and bringing everyone in. It's the 3 a.m. literally wake-up call for people to come and get set up so that we can launch on time. And I am meeting Emeril there, and we are launching this with a $25,000 check to the food bank.
All right. So you're there. Emeril's there. Who else?
I'm there. Emeril's there from 11:30 to 1. I will stay. Duff comes, you know, Ace of Cakes. Duff will come at 4 to be with me. And everybody from Magnolia Bakery to Daniel Ballou's place will be represented, the Scotto family. And I am co-hosting this with Emeril, Mario Batali, Lydia, and Rosanna. So it's a New York event, and we really hope everybody comes down not only for lunch and for a sweet snack, but also for dinner, because we'll be going right to 7 p.m.
From what I gather, food pantry and soup kitchen use is up in New York City through the last decade, and certainly since the financial crisis. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk more about the cause?
Well, I would love to. Our food banks, and I visited all 10 in New York State in the last 6 weeks. And it is really a dire situation. The replenishment is not coming in as fast as the food is going out for the people who are in need. And what is absolutely astonishing is that these are the women and the men that you walk by every single day. They're the receptionists that sit at the desk and happily answer the phone every single day that are taking home $20,000 and $30,000 a year, who have to decide on where they spend their paycheck. Are they spending it on rent and on heat, or are they feeding their children? So these people are getting up, they're going to the food bank, they're getting the food so that they can go home and pay their rent and their heating bill, and they can actually just sustain their lives. And so when you think about that and how amazing that these families who are just trying to make ends meet you can't not help them.
You know, some people will say the governor just took a step to widen inequality by giving millionaires a tax cut while slashing aid to poor kids and public schools and health care and relegating them to, I guess, bake sales. Is there any irony in this event coming this week?
I am not here to talk about politics. I have a Food Network show and a bake sale cookbook, and 50% of those proceeds from that book are going to Share Our Strength in the No Kid Hungry campaign, which I've been the face of for over 5 years, and I'm very proud of the work that we do and that we will continue to do.
Tell us more about the ongoing organization Share Our Strength.
Well, Share Our Strength is a wonderful organization who creates, it's a foundation where it focuses on children, and their campaign is No Kid Hungry. The bake sale is their fundraising mechanism, and it's their largest fundraising mechanism. So while we are throwing the world's largest bake sale at Grand Central Station, and I hope you come down, and your staff and your listeners, there are 56 teams of semi-homemakers who are part of my club membership, 56 teams that will be throwing bake sales simultaneously all over the United States. That money will go to Share Our Strength, and you can find out more about that at strength.org. My new cookbook focuses on bake sales every single month, and I give you 2 to 3 different themes to throwing your bake sale. If you have a birthday, maybe you have a birthday bake sale party. I even have a playlist for you to have fun with. And think about, again, savory and sweet, because we do want to be thoughtful about our sugar consumption and also our salt consumption. We want everybody to be healthy and happy and be taken care of. So,
Do you aspire to be New York's Michelle Obama in any way? She's been so out front as First Lady on the topic of food and child nutrition.
No.
Simply no.
I've been doing my work for a long, long time, and this is where my heart is and where my passion lies, and I hope we can make a difference tomorrow. But it will take all of us coming out and supporting our New York restaurants. Have lunch, have a snack, and every dollar you spend, we can turn into $4 of food for our state's children. So please come out.
Okay, we have about 2 minutes left. Give us a sense of whether you're going to get into the... Why is it a record bake sale? What's the point about trying to get into the Guinness Book of World Records, and how might that help the food banks?
Well, you know, first of all, it's an honor for them to even ask to cover it and to come down and be with us at it. And to document it. And I also think that the Guinness World Book of Records is a great place. It's a place that children go every single year to see what are the new records. And maybe because this is a charity and raising money for other kids who are not maybe as privileged as some, and you know, spreading the word, that other people will join on, and next year someone will break this record if we're lucky enough to set it tomorrow, and they'll earn and make even more money for children who are of need of food every single day. So
you talked about the sweet and savory and need to cut down on sugar. Some people criticize your approach as including too many unhealthy processed foods in the semi-homemade. What's your response to them?
Well, I have two shows. I have Sandra's Money Saving Meals, which is completely cooking from scratch, because in order to save money, you've got to invest time. But for those people who don't have time, semi-homemade is for them, and it's taking the boxed, jarred, canned, and pouched product that is sold in the grocery store. In fact, 70% of the real estate in the grocery store is in those aisles, and that is what is sold there. And you and I both know that if that was a different calculus, that the grocery stores would relay themselves out because business would be in other merchandise. My job is not to judge. And, of course, I will always say buy the low-sodium version, buy the sugar-free version. I will always say that. But my job is simply to share with you how to utilize what you already have in your pantry. My job is not to dictate to you. My job is not to judge you. You live your life the way you think it's best. And if I can help facilitate and make something easier or better or brighter, I'm going to do that. That's my job.
All right. Tell us one more time. Grand Central, 11:30 tomorrow. Is it at a specific spot at Grand Central?
In Vanderbilt Hall. In Vanderbilt Hall at Grand Central Terminal from 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's a sweet and savory bake sale. Please come have lunch. Please come have dinner. Please come have a snack. You can also order online at foxnews.com. Here, Good Day New York was kind enough to put up some of the menus from the bake sale. So if you can't come down, you can order online. Please do that, and you can pick it up or have it delivered, whatever you'd like. And the money still goes to the charity. And you can also participate right from your very own desk if you can't leave for lunch.
Great. Sandra Lee, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.